Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? When you have cancer, and you're diagnosed, and so many of you have cancer, before long, about half of us will end up with cancer. It's just kind of weird how that works, because we live longer, so more people get it. And if you don't treat it, you die. It spreads. It's just the way it is. Same with, so if you ignore it, you die. It just kills you. Same with a city like Pittsburgh. There's a cancer that's eating the city up. And unless they address it, Pittsburgh will die. Now, we can talk all the hoopla we want about the NFL draft, and I'm into it. I love it. I'm jazzed. But there's a cancer, and it's in the city. And they better deal with it, or the city will not thrive. It'll die. And they can get as sparkly as they want with big parties and people going to the website and loving Pittsburgh and all that stuff. But until they handle these rogue teens downtown, it ain't going to thrive. Until someone says stop, grab them, jail them, fix this, Pittsburgh will not thrive. And we play these probably three times a week. And I wanted to play this one to kind of tell you where we're coming from with this. And to tell you this stuff isn't funny and there's more to it. Listen.
Stop for this 6th Avenue and Grant Street. Callers reporting 6 to 7 juveniles in the street pulling plants out as they run down the street. No descriptions as of yet. They're currently in front of the UPMC building pulling plants out of the pods causing a disturbance.
RTCC Channel 1.
RTCC.
The juveniles for the 6th Avenue Grant Street call, they're all mainly wearing black and have backpacks on. There's one female wearing a pink sweatshirt. They're almost at Grant and 7th now.
Copy that, Grant 7th.
256 to RTC. Is it all of them doing it, or is there a specific...
So these are the punks that are terrorizing downtown. And that might seem cute to you, or minuscule, or minor, until you read this. From Judd. I was assaulted. This is following one of the... Listen to this. This is disgusting. I was assaulted at the bus stop at Smithfield and 3rd, waiting for the 51 to go to work, when 5 black kids were about 100 yards up the street pulling flowers out of the planters. Sound familiar, folks? That they're decorating the streets with. This is for the NFL draft. So these jagoffs decide this is funny to them. Okay? And they're throwing them at the windows. And they finally got down to where I was standing to wait for my bus to go to work at Giant Eagle on Wharton Street. And they peppered me. We've talked about this too. They pepper spray everybody. And then they threw rocks at me probably 4 or 5 times. And I got lucky and the bus finally showed up, even though it was 5 minutes late. You really can be on the streets and worry about your safety. I had nothing to retaliate with. And I was absolutely 100% vulnerable. They showed up after I'd been hit by rocks 4 or 5 times. Wow. Wow. They ripped out the pots along the street, and the bus driver was scared, and it scared the hell out of me, so I thought you might be interested in that story. This is what we have to deal with downtown. This has to stop before we call Pittsburgh a great city again.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.